Hello and welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at whatis.com. We invite you to visit whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. This week, our subject is 6 degrees of separation. While the term might be familiar to you from an award-winning play and movie written by David Guare in 1990, or even from the immensely popular movie trivia game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation is the theory that anyone on the planet can be connected to any other person on the planet through a chain of acquaintances that has no more than 5 intermediaries. The theory was first proposed in 1929 by the Hungarian writer Frigyes Kerinthy in a short story called Chains. In the 1950s, Ithiel de Solapool from MIT and Manfred Cochin from IBM set out to prove the theory mathematically. Although they were able to phrase the question in mathematical terms, after 20 years they were still unable to solve the problem to their own satisfaction. If you're interested in the syntax of the formula itself, visit the definition of 6 degrees of separation at whatis.com. In 1967, American sociologist Stanley Milgram devised a new way to test the theory, which he called the small world problem. He randomly selected people in the Midwest to send packages to a stranger located in Massachusetts. The senders knew the recipient's name, occupation, and general location. They were instructed to send the package to a friend they knew on a first-name basis, who they thought was most likely, out of all of their friends, to know the target personally. That person would do the same, and so on, until the package was personally delivered to his target recipient. Although the participants expected the chain to include at least 100 intermediaries, it took, on average, only between 5 and 7 intermediaries to get each package delivered. Milgram's findings were published in Psychology Today and inspired the phrase 6 degrees of separation. Playwright John Guare popularized the phrase when he chose it as the title for his 1990 play of the same name, which I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Although Milgram's findings were discounted after it was discovered that he based his conclusion on a very small number of packages, 6 degrees of separation became an accepted notion in pop culture after Brett C. Chaden published a computer game on the University of Virginia's website based on the small world problem. Chaden used the Internet Movie Database at imdb.com to document connections between different actors. Time magazine called this site the Oracle of Bacon at Virginia and named it one of the best 10 websites of 1996. As you might guess, the Bacon in this title refers to Kevin Bacon, who has appeared in over 60 films, a feat that makes him a perfect connection from one actor to another in the parlor game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. In 2001, Duncan Watts, a professor at Columbia University, continued his own earlier research into the phenomenon and recreated Milgram's experiment on the internet. Watts used an email message as the package that needed to be delivered, and surprisingly, after reviewing the data collected by 48,000 senders and 19 targets in 157 countries, Watts found that the average number of intermediaries was indeed 6. Watts' research and the advent of the computer age has opened up new areas of inquiry related to 6 degrees of separation in diverse areas of network theory, including power grid analysis, disease transmission, graph theory, corporate communication, and computer circuitry. This concludes our broadcast. Thank you for listening. To learn more about colorful people and technology, be sure to visit whatis.com and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.